This is the man that actually started it all. The first one to ever do it. Highly successful. And I'm actually thinking some people were sad when Wolf came back. Mystery guest, co-host number 5.
Our last mystery guest saddled horses at his family's ranch with the legendary Johnny Cash at age 12. He was the NHL's longest tenured captain at 13 seasons when he retired and has possibly the worst cell phone in the valley. Mystery guest, reveal yourself.
Hello, how are you guys doing?
Typical of Shane Doan, he doesn't say his name. When he reveals himself, he just says hi. Number 19 is on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. And Doner, I think what the Valley needs to know, the basin since Wolf isn't here, is the fact that you're on Zoom. So we know this call's going to be successful.
That is the best part of it. I think that we should all go to Zoom for all calls now out of the house. That's the only way I can do it.
As long as we're, of course, looking professionally before we do it, or turn off your video, one of the other.
No, my video's off. Okay. My video's off. Don't worry.
Smart move. Okay, you know everybody in the Valley is going to care about this, even though you won't care to talk about it. But how are you? I mean, whenever a legend retires, everybody always wants the latest update. How's the family? How are you?
Everyone, you know what? Everyone is doing really well. The kids are growing and moving on and getting out of the house, and I'm enjoying the fact that I get to kind of hang out with some cool people, because they've turned into these cool kids, like cool young men and women, and it's so much fun to be with them, and I'm having a blast. And it's been a nice place to spend some time here in Arizona.
Well, I won't tell anybody who it is, but I have a buddy that does well financially, and he always wanted to play TPC right before they shut it down for the tournament. So my buddy and I are playing, and all of a sudden I hear this strange Canadian voice on the driving range, and I turn around and I can't believe it's you. I can't believe you were so unfortunate to be put in a foursome in front of me, and I'm so glad I never hit into you, because when you're like me and you have a drive that goes 180 yards left and 180 yards right and you only get it about 200 yards, there's always one drive a game that I actually get a hold of the thing, but I hit early. I'm the first in the group to hit because everybody knows it's not going anywhere. So I think I never hit into you when you were in front of me.
No, yeah, that was one of those moments where we were doing kind of the media stuff a little bit.
I
was doing it with Archie. Archie was with me in my group. So he put me in my place because that guy can hit a golf ball. Holy man.
I tell you, that's funny you said that, because to me the rule is never play golf with a professional hockey player or a pitcher. Because, number one, all pitchers do is golf, and hockey guys are used to hitting the ball on the ground anyway. So he's better than you, huh?
Well, he definitely, I think he is. He hits the ball so far. He swings so hard. It was funny because him and a couple of the other baseball players had a little bit of a competition going on who could hit it further on a couple holes. So it was pretty impressive to watch.
That's awesome. Shane Doan filling in for Wolf today, the first ever mystery guest co-host that we've ever had, and he is nice enough to double down. But I think a lot of people in the Valley know you are about as hardcore of a local Arizona sports fan as it gets. So just a simple, how jacked up are you? I mean, what do you see when you watch Kyler Murray?
Oh, my goodness. It's just fun. You know what it is? And I think you guys talked about it the other day, that his athleticism sometimes is just so great that you just take it for granted. Like the game against the Cowboys where he only threw for 9 and he had 9 completions. He would run for 11 yards and you'd be like, yeah, but that wasn't that hard. I'm like, no, that's really hard to run for 11 yards whenever you want to run for 11 yards. Like he makes it look so easy with his athleticism. That's what's the best part about watching him. And that game against Seattle was amazing and so much fun to watch.
So go ahead and open up and admit what it's like. You're skating backwards. You're protecting your end. You just crossed the blue line and oh no, it's that guy skating at you with the puck. I mean, because I look at the eyes of defensive players when Kyler Murray's coming at them, and you can tell they're scared to death to whiff. They are scared to death to whiff on their tackle. And I'm assuming you know exactly what that's like a couple times in your career.
Yeah. The most amazing – I remember when Connor McDavid, and who is arguably the best player in our league, his first game against playing against him, he was only 18, and he's picked up the puck. And you could see by the fact that he was so much faster than everybody else on the ice, mm-hmm. you could see our D, which I've never, ever seen really prior to this, turn and skate forwards back towards our own net. I was like, as a player, I'm sitting, I'm like, this is an NHL game. Like, you'll watch it and see men's league, you'll see guys doing that, or you'll see it in minor hockey, guys doing that. But you don't see it in the NHL. And you will see it all the time when he does something like that. And it's amazing. I remember everyone yelling, like, cut him off, cut him off, cut him off, cut him off. Don't let him get his speed, because if he gets there, you're done. And it kind of does look that way with Kyler Murray, because what he does is just, he makes at times, he makes it look like it's a field, like just a game playing out in the backyard. Like, guys just look like they're like they've never played before. And that's hard to do against professionals.
I love that story because, I mean, of course, you know just about every guy on the other team. You know the scouting reports. You know who does what. And you know how to attack and things like that. And yet, I'm assuming for most of your career, that's just the job. I mean, it's just, okay, this is my job. This is what I'm about to do. And Connor McDavid changes your fundamentals and how you do the job. And I never thought of that with Kyler Murray, that there are guys getting ready to make a play and they're automatically thinking, holy crap, this is Kyler Murray, and I might lunge, I might do this, that he actually gets into your head before he's even there.
100%. When you see it, when you see somebody doing something that you know you can't stop, you have to, as a competitive person, you're like, okay, I got to figure out a different way to approach this. And then that's when people are out of their comfort zone, when people are out of their usual kind of mindset, and then you just make mistakes, because when you're out of that mindset, you're susceptible to making the bad decision, you're susceptible to over pursuing, under pursuing, whatever it is that you would never otherwise do. But mm-hmm. he's just special.
We got coming up next, more with Shane Doan. It's pretty cool to have the legendary captain filling in for Wolf today, and it's time for Shane stories. Some of the great Halloween memories, because you can imagine what Halloween means to Doaner. It normally means time to get to work. That's next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Oh, how about that? Almost there. Flash the four being a part of the Doug and Wolf Show here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station, as you get the honor of hearing people like Shane Doan join us on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. And Loverboy's huge in Canada, aren't they?
yes. Huge. I remember growing up loving that.
Oh, then I wasn't going to, you know, throw you under the bus like that and make you admit that publicly.
It was like the junior high dance. You know the junior high dance where you have one-legged shuffle or just kind of... That was like the Loverboy right in the wheelhouse then.
For me, much more embarrassing was the sixth grade skating party when the moonlight skate went on, and I would never get asked. I would be nervous to ask somebody else, but if I asked you, you had to be able to skate backwards because I couldn't. So I'm sure in Canada, though, that's a big deal since all of you skate. So that's a big deal.
Yeah, that would be – in Canada, there's not too many times that you go to the rink for a skating party, though. That was more of a thing that you just played hockey, and that was the only time you went to the rink.
Okay.
Unless you're a figure skater or a hockey player.
That makes
sense.
They
didn't really do... The ice was always being used, so they could never actually book it out for a skate, at least in my hometown.
All right,
which would have been fun, because that would have been the only time I was comfortable on my feet, I think. So, but yeah, never got to do it.
Captain Shane Doan joining Doug and Wolf this morning, as Wolf is just taking a day off. He'll be back on Monday. So we've had a bunch of mystery guest co-hosts. Okay, Halloween as a professional hockey player when you're probably, what, at the beginning of your career, maybe 2 weeks into the season, and then later in your career, you're a whole month into the season. Best costume from a teammate you ever saw?
Oh, best costume. Well, there's probably – well, there's a couple guys.
Okay.
Cale Hulse had started dating Gina Lee Nolan, and they're actually married in a couple now.
Okay.
So when Gina Lee Nolan had just kind of finished being on Baywatch, this is early on in my career, obviously, and he came as David Hasselhoff, which was hilarious. Everyone was laughing. And then Chris Kalanos. I remember, do you remember Chris Kalanos?
I do.
He's a guy that...
But I never had a beer with him.
Okay. He scored a goal that was like this goal against Patrick Wall that kind of was, it was a big goal his rookie year. Mm-hmm. And then his second year, he wasn't getting quite as much playing time as anyone really, as he thought he should be. And he kind of said that he made a couple comments in the media about how he was a caged tiger and it didn't endear himself that well to the rest of the team. And he made some comments that were kind of inappropriate right at the beginning of the year about how he needed to get more. And he came dressed as a tiger and his girlfriend as a tiger trainer. And I think that might have been one of the better costumes.
Now, did that warm him back up to the guys? Because would you kind of admit that sounds like a mea culpa a little bit?
It was 100%. It was one of the smartest things that anyone had. The comments he had made were maybe the dumbest anyone had ever made. But then doing that showed that he kind of understood that he'd made a bad mistake and that he was trying to get back in. And it worked. It helped a lot. But yeah, some of those costumes, Mike Smith always, him and Brigitte, his wife, always had unbelievable costumes. The Halloween party is like a huge, huge part of the NHL because you kind of get to know everyone in a basis that the season, like you said, had just started a month in and you got new guys on the team, you got new wives, you got girlfriends, everyone's kind of just trying to figure out where they fit in, and you show up at a Halloween party and you don't have it's easy because you're in costume, you can kind of just have fun and relax. And we've had some unbelievable Halloween parties, some great ones at different places, and a lot of good things, a lot of fun stuff.
Was there ever, obviously, getting you to throw anybody under the bus is almost impossible because you're still a captain, but you can give a name or not. Is there anybody that bombed the Halloween party so bad it was hard to get the chemistry back with that guy? And maybe not his fault, maybe his wife's fault.
Oh, there's the odd time somebody might dress a little bit more provocative than they probably should have, which usually makes everyone else a little bit more uncomfortable. Usually it would involve like, the wives aren't as big a fan if someone comes a little bit too provocative, and that would make for an interesting conversation for the night. For the most part, though, in the room, you can get over quite a bit because you're going to get called out on it immediately. It's not going to kind of linger. And so because of that, I think that was kind of the best policy was if you have an issue, then you just say it. And then you deal with the repercussions of it. And for the most part, it always seemed to work. We had one up at the Buffalo Chip in Cave Creek. Yeah. We had a party where they were on. We had actual bulls in the back. Like we brought in bulls and we had bull riders and we had somebody end up getting onto a bull naked in a Nacho Libre mask. Like it was a bizarre incident, but it was one of those things that I'll never forget that one.
No, wait. I got to ask, if I'm the general manager of any professional organization in the world, which will never happen, I'm hearing alcohol and a bull. I don't even care if it's mechanical. You had real bulls at a party?
Yeah, so the Buffalo Chip has in the back. It's unbelievable. It's like I don't know if you've ever been up there. They have a real bull ring, and they have real bulls. And every Wednesday and Friday, they do this that you can sit around and watch with your family. And I got to know the guy that owned the Buffalo Chips, and everyone had kind of been up there a few times. So we asked him, hey, it was like a Thursday night. It wasn't actually Halloween night. Uh-huh. Could we rent it out? So he let us rent it out. We brought in all of the guys that they bring in to ride the bulls to kind of give us a little personal demonstration. Mm-hmm. And then they let us all in the back with the, like, behind the chutes. And I grew up doing that stuff, so I thought it was, like, so cool. And for the guys to see and to be able to sit down on the bull, like, to be able to sit in the chute on a bull. And they had a bull named Fu Manchu, which is, of course, a great name for a bull.
Yeah.
And they let one of our guys sit on him, and he convinced it. He convinced the guys to open the gate and let him out. But he let go and got bucked off on the first hop. It wasn't a... But he was wearing a Nacho Libre mask, and he wasn't completely naked. He had a pair of tighty whities on that looked like the Statue of David. They were the Statue of David. So he looked... And he kind of looked like that. It was one of the most bizarre scenes I'd ever seen in my life, but it was pretty awesome.
I'm assuming this was in the days of pre-smartphones with cameras. That had to help.
Yeah, there wasn't too many. There was no pictures of it, that's for sure. At least none that have ever gotten out about it. So.
Yeah,
but now I'm telling everyone. I'm telling everyone, so I guess.
In today's day and age, there's no doubt somebody's got a picture somewhere. And they've been nice enough to keep it quiet for this long. But I love the story, because we can even refer to that a little bit with the Cardinals. It stinks, man. It really stinks. Like the 9 million things that stink about living in a pandemic. But to have your bye weekend, Halloween weekend, I think that would have been a huge time to bond. Because hearing your stories about Halloween, even though it's just a party, That really translates into a better November, doesn't it?
It does. It was truly, like, we hosted it. My wife and I hosted it at our house, or I organized it. It was kind of our thing. Mm-hmm. And it is. It's something that it just takes the edge off of everyone. And for you to be able to kind of see people's personalities and kind of see who's really going to try to go out and try to make something, make a statement, have fun with it. It was always one of those things that everyone looked forward to. And I couldn't imagine what would be going on if you had your bye week or you had a week off to have a Halloween party, because it would have been a fun time.
Oh, man. The Cardinals really missed out on something like that. If you haven't heard, we have this amazing event going on, or this contest going on. Text GATE to 620-620, and then listen for your name coming up on Monday at 7:30. And if we announce your name, you've got 10 minutes to call in and claim your prize, which is a brand new barbecue grill and an Arizona Sports custom cornhole set and an invitation into the actual virtual tailgate that'll take place before the next Cardinals game, and a $250 prize pack from Four Peaks will be given away. Today's winner, who we announced, I should say not winner, the name we announced, Kyle, didn't call in. So Mike called in and stole it from him. So make sure you're listening Monday morning at 7:30 for your name, and then listen at 7:40 in case we didn't give it away. And then you'll be able to steal it. And who knows, maybe we'll take caller number 19 next Monday in honor of Shane Doan. Coming up next, Cardinals weekend off, but we're going to take a hardcore look at the games that affect the Cardinals with the captain, Shane Doan, talking NFL next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Seahawks, 49ers, Rams. Best from the NFC West. Doug and Wolf give you an inside look at the Cardinals' division rivals.
This is something we do every Wednesday, but we decided to have some fun, because for those of you that don't know, Shane Doan, hardcore football guy, he's filling in for Wolf as our mystery guest co-host today. And we're looking at all the big games of the weekend and the competition that will kind of push on whether or not the Cardinals can make the playoffs during a bye week. What are we watching?
Seahawks.
The Seattle Seahawks are taking on the San Francisco 49ers. 2:25 is kickoff. Remember, 2 o'clock, because the clocks change around the continent today, or excuse me, Saturday night. So, therefore, we're in a new TV window. And this is Pete Carroll talking about trying to move on.
We have a real routine about it. We know that big wins can be just as difficult as a difficult loss, because it's all about distraction and inability to focus. So, we're in our routine right now, and the routine should take care of getting our minds right, and the practice will certainly catch our attention.
Shane, let's cast you back to the good times, and that is, I still am amazed at how hard fought your Chicago Blackhawks series was when, what was it, four or five of the six games went into overtime, and yet you were able to beat the Predators in the next round with the elation of finally getting a series win and not being just overwhelmed with happiness. Hey, look what we did. To come back and get another win, and that's, you hear what Pete Carroll saying, how hard it is to move on from a tough win or a tough loss, and that was one of the greatest victories you guys ever had against the Predators to be able to do just that.
No, without a doubt. And you hear him talk about the practice and the we have a system in place and we have a routine in place. And I think that is the key so much. So it's that there's a process that once you win, you got to fall back into that process and you just go forward. And for us playing against Chicago, the emotion and everything that came out of that was pretty special. And obviously Mike Smith was a big part of us winning in the next round. He wasn't bad, so that helped. But it fell back into that process that Tip got on us. Dave Tippett was the head coach, and he got on us just, no. We just go back to the exact same day. We enjoyed this. We had fun. We celebrated. We won our first series in a really long time. But 24 hours later, you've got to get back to that that exact same process. And that's what makes the teams that are consistent so good, is that they fall into a process. And I think the Cardinals, as you watch the way their coaching staff runs, they're so methodical. It's never too high. It's never too low. And that's what's exciting. And I'm trying to figure out who I'm cheering for in this game, because I don't know if I want the 49ers to win so that you're tied with ahead of Seattle, or you want the 49ers eliminated from kind of being in the race. So I'm trying to figure out who I'm cheering for this one.
I like, number one, I for me it's easy because, A, I hate Seattle Seahawks fans more than 49er fans. Because the reason why is simple. Okay. San Francisco fans love their city enough that they stay there. I don't understand Seattle fans who try to tell us Seattle's the greatest city in America, and yet they've all moved to Phoenix. If it's that great, why didn't you stay? I don't get that.
That is my exact feeling on Detroit Red Wings fans. Yeah. I'm like, hey, stay in Michigan if it's so great. Stay up there. No. I'm a little bitter, too,
because the Kraken. I'm a little bitter, A, it's a cool name, and B, why are we leaving the Pacific Division? That's still wrong, all because of Seattle. So that's another reason to root against the Seahawks for me. No brainer.
We are in the Pacific time zone, as you love to point out all the time.
Not in the Pacific time zone. We never go to the Pacific time zone. Shane Doan, hardcore listener to the Doug and Wolf Show. You mentioned the Cardinals. Let's talk about it.
Cardinals.
You know, I love your point, not about the time zone, of course, but I love your point about the Cardinals, because here's the one thing about getting over a big win. Yes, Fitz isn't old. Okay, we get that. Chandler Jones is a vet. They got plenty of vets. But this is a reasonably young team, and I like them having a bye weekend after that huge win, because maybe they would have gone into their next game a little too high, feeling a little too good about beating Seattle. And the bye week, I think, probably calms them down a little bit.
I couldn't agree more. That is a great point, and I couldn't agree more, because it's that emotion. You're never quite as good as you think you are when you win, and you're never as bad as you think you are when you lose. Mm-hmm. And for them to kind of come back to that balance, to have that balance, to kind of a week off, to kind of bring them back to kind of riding at that level plane, would be, I think it's going to be huge. And obviously when you're able to sit back now and watch Seattle play San Fran and see the other teams in your division play, it's going to put you in a mindset of coming out of this bye week, well, we either moved ahead of somebody or someone got eliminated, or how it's going to work is going to be a lot of fun to watch and see. And then it gets your focus back on just playing the game. And you're not worried about what a great team you are. You're just focused on playing the game.
It's also, this is one of the few things that's actually a positive of living in 2020 right now. Listen to what Vance Joseph, the defensive coordinator, says because of the testing for coronavirus.
Obviously, with the COVID protocols, we have to be here every single day. So I think it's so different this year with guys being in the building. You have more guys working out, you have more guys resting, you have more guys watching film, you know, and that's the way it should be this year. Obviously, in a normal year, you have guys leaving town, and you know, visiting family and obviously, you know, going to Vegas and partying and those things. That's what young guys do. I think this year is different, you know.
I love that quote. I mean, I hate that it's happening, but boy, is that a benefit. There's a lot more focus, don't you think?
No, yeah, there's without a doubt. That's a huge, it's something that you don't really, I guess, appreciate the ability to kind of leave your season and get kind of a mental break. But with everything that's going on this year, it seems that we've had breaks, we've had, you know, you're isolated already, and to just stay in the routine of things, hopefully that's what keeps them in the right mindset, mm-hmm. and they're able to kind of stay focused on what they're doing.
From one captain to another leader in this city, Shane Doan's opinion on hearing this from his quarterback.
Understanding what happened last year, what I did last year. For me, there is no bye week. Last year, you know, we kind of treated it as if there was a bye week. This year, you know, head stays down. And for me, there really, like I said, there's no bye week for me. So I'm going to keep at it you know, be ready to come back and lead these guys.
Oh, come on, Doaner. The head stays down. How awesome is that phrase?
That is so good and so hard to do, mm-hmm. especially as someone that your goal has always been. You can see why it happens last year where his goal is to make it to the NHL or to the NFL, and he makes it to the NFL. He's having success. He gets a bye week, and he's like, when you get drafted as a young guy, your season really starts at the draft. Nobody, like the way that it works is you get drafted, you start getting with the NFL, you'd be getting your playbook, you'd be getting doing your OTAs, you'd be doing all that stuff. But the pressure that starts at the draft is way more than on any vet. No vet has to worry about all of that stuff. So by the time the season gets to halfway through the season, you can see rookies in pretty much every league start to wear out just because the draft and the emotion and the energy that and the enthusiasm that it brings, it's exhausting on your body. And so for him to take a break last year, you understand. But for him to recognize that he has to keep his head down this year, that shows you the type of mentality that he has that's so exciting for the Valley because, or for the Basin, I apologize, for the Basin. And that's, it's so exciting for us because that shows that he's not competing against other people, mm-hmm. but that he's competing against himself. And he wants to be better because he thinks he can be better, not because he's worried about being better than other guys in the league. And when you find somebody like that, that's somebody that you want to get behind, and that's somebody that can really become a leader.
That's hardcore. So for those of you that are wondering whether Doaner's a hardcore listener, he dropped Pacific Time and Basin on you right there. So you know what he's doing in the morning. And the last team to talk about,
Rams.
So a huge divisional game is already, we talked about, Seahawks and 49ers. Now this one's interesting because if the Bears win, it makes it a little bit more difficult from a wild card standpoint. But don't you want to get a division team out of the way? I just wrote beat Bears. They're playing the Dolphins, but they beat the Bears. But you have them going up against Tua Tagovailoa. And I don't know about you, if I'm starting my first game as a rookie, I do not want to see Aaron Donald on the other side. And that's what Tua gets, Doaner.
I don't understand the decision to start Tua. I mean, I do, but I don't understand why you don't bring him in at half. Like, hey, uh-huh. let's just bring him in at the half. He played the last 5 minutes of the last game. We'll maybe just bump it up a little bit. Ryan Fitzpatrick is just, that guy is the coolest guy. I've never met him, but man, to see him cheering for Tua on the sidelines and getting everyone fired up, you know that there's a relationship there, and I think that I don't understand it either. I don't get it why you're going to put the kid up against Aaron Donald. It just doesn't make sense. That is a big, bad man that's going to be chasing him all over the field. That scares me when I'm just watching the TV, not let alone playing against him.
I'm totally with you because you're also 3-3 and the Patriots might be dying. You actually have a chance this year. Keep it going.
No
Start
kidding.
Him later. Oh, don't make a move. I'm with you. Totally with you.
And maybe it's because I really want them to beat the Rams. And so I'm trying to figure it out in my own way to find a way to make that happen. And maybe that's why I'm, you know, they are. They're 3-3 and they got a chance. It doesn't make sense. But at the same time, everything about Tua seems to be that this kid's going to be special. And so maybe, you know, if you, the Cardinals last year went with Kyler, and I'm not saying two is Kyler, but at the same time, there's some comparables there, and you hope. I just love seeing greatness, and you hope that you get to see somebody come into the league. It's always great when the quarterbacks around the league are better.
Absolutely. That's your best of the NFC West as we take a look around the division of what's going on coming up this this weekend. Donor, thanks. I mean, for you to fill in and always be there for us and embarrass Wolf by being a better co-host than he is was fantastic.
I listen to you guys way too much, so I just repeat everything he tries to say, except I'm not doing the whole Pandora, whatever he sings thing. So it's pretty cool what he does, and thanks, guys. You guys are always so entertaining, and appreciate all the info you give us. Thanks.
And thank you. You know what you mean to the Valley, and you deserve every compliment you've ever got. Thanks, Donor. Talk to you next time. There's
all right, see you guys.
Shane Doan joining us on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line, filling in for Wolf as guest co-host, mystery guest number three today. If you're interested in new or pre-owned Nissan, the best place to go is Coulter Nissan. Go to coulternissan.com, west of the hassle. Coming up next, Paul's Call takes sides between Zoe and Betch. Coming up on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Paul's Call is brought to you by Brooklyn Bedding. For the best sleep ever, go to brooklynbetting.com.
Hey, it's your call, man.
No. It's your call.
No, it's your call.
No, it's your call.
Hey, nitwits, it's Paul's call.
Doug is like Dana White.
These fights will happen.
I mean, Doug's on air this week, openly promoting fights.
Everybody has been dying to find out where Fight Island is.
I mean, making matchups like Dana White, like, oh, I don't know, Lorenzo Alexander against his former defensive coach.
I'm just being a Hall of Fame flag football coach right now.
Right. Beautiful.
My kids.
I mean, Zoe's just minding his own business, and there's Doug stirring it up, putting Zoe on Fight Island.
Is there any chance you coach against James Betcher, your former coach?
No, he's way out there in I think Chandler.
Yeah, yeah.
Lives. I'm, you know, I'm in the PV. So no, we haven't played against each other, but okay. I'm sure my team would dominate his his son's team.
Oh, did you catch that? He's way out there, and I'm in PV.
Yeah, exactly. So you know, you happy, Doug? You got it. You got the domination response, and then you related to James Betcher.
He would certainly take his kid's flag football team and be able to out-coach you and embarrass you.
And that's embarrassing right there.
Now, you might have embellished there a little bit. A little bit.
Do you have a response?
Well, the word embarrassed is pretty strong. It's pretty strong. And I think I know the mental makeup of my 8 and 9-year-olds.
So Coach Betcher playing along. He ain't taking that noise from Lorenzo Alexander. Bring it.
I'm going to play this clip for him, and I'm going to let it marinate a little bit and see how they respond, because I'm pretty sure the character of my kids, they're going to be ready to play, and we're going to have to set this thing up. It's showdown now.
There it is, though.
Yeah, so, okay, make it happen. You know, it's look, hey, once upon a time I came upon a flag football field, and there was Kurt Warner coaching against some random dad.
You have no chance of winning it. You don't.
Okay, so for all us dads who are getting outclassed and outcoached, you get the sawed-off shotgun of sports takes and age-old advice from Coach Harbaugh for Halloween.
Oh, yeah, the hustle. That's how you get more candy.
That's right. At the Harbaugh household. Okay, speaking of dads coaching up the kids, the game plan is up tempo.
Well, you can get a lot of candy by going out there and walking from house to house, but you can get a lot more by jogging from house to house.
Right.
And if you can sprint, then you'll get the most candy.
That's right. Pick it up if you're a kid. Of course, I know with the pandemic, you know, I mean, yeah. I mean, Coach Gruden, he's not sure if he can execute his typical Halloween game plan.
The kids, they come up to the door, they knock, and they say, "I know that's you, Coach Gruden. I got my Chucky mask on."
Speaking of football and COVID,
the virus factor.
Does testing positive for coronavirus actually somehow get Trevor Lawrence out of being drafted by the Jets?
He's supposed to want to come to the New York Jets? Hell no.
The Jets are so bad, Doug.
How bad are the Jets, Paul? Well,
first off, Jim Harbaugh might be their next head coach. Last week against the Bills in the second half, the Jets offense gained 4 yards. Count them on one hand. 4 total yards.
New York, baby!
They're dead last in scoring, total yards, passing yards, first downs, third down efficiency.
So I have more beers than that by the ninth hole.
So all comments about the Jets will come with the lie detector. You got that, D lineman Chris Jones of KC?
That's a very good football team. Sam Darnold. He doesn't get the credit, but he's a very, very good quarterback.
No.
I think people tend to forget that because of their record. They play really well. You can't take those guys for granted. That's a hell of a football team.
No, just stop. Oh, my goodness. As long as we're talking about bad ball.
Cam
Newton coming off a passer rating of 39.7.
Oh, Cam.
His last two games, zero touchdown passes, five picks.
Cam.
And Cam was asked, what have you learned recently?
Losing is not acceptable in this locker room, in this county, in this state, in this area, in this region. So Cameron Newton, you need to pick your expletive up. That's what I've learned.
Now, if he went all third person during the draft, Paul, I mean, what does it mean when he goes Cameron?
I mean, it's like when your mom uses your full name and you go third person and you drop a yeah, things are pretty serious right now, especially when you consider that in his 19-year career as Patriots starter, Tom Brady went 32-3 against Buffalo. I mean, there's your holy cannoli stat, right? By the way,
it's a big game.
You know, did you ever think about maybe getting Caliendo in to do Wolf all morning?
Based on audience, you know, check out the burgers.
Right? You could have done that. Which brings us to
Backfinish. I won't tell you.
It's time once again for No Comprendo.
Because a tweet has gone out.
Hi, I'm Kim.
The official Twitter account of Kim Kardashian. By the way, she has 67 million followers.
Oh.
Her birthday, and Kanye got her a hologram.
You're 40 and all grown up. You look beautiful, just like when you were a little girl.
Of her dad.
No comprendo.
And there's a lot in there, but I'll just get to the very end. As at the very end, listen to this moment from her dad in the hologram.
You married the most genius man in the whole world, Kanye West.
Remember who ordered the hologram? Kanye West.
No comprendo.
Yep.
Do da dippity.
Come on. That's ball's goal.
How did the show make you feel?
Woo!
Doug and Wolf's.
It's all about the you. It's all about
the you. Brought to you by Carol Royce Keller Williams Realty East Valley. Get more money selling your home. Go to CarolHasTheBuyers.com. That's CarolHasTheBuyers.com.
Reminds me of the toast I gave to my little brother during his wedding, which was all pre-recorded, and I had the characters announce what a great brother my little brother had. I little later found out, Paul, that he had never told anybody how he met his girlfriend because he was too embarrassed about it. And yet it was on the entire recording.
Doug might need a designated driver for the golf cart today in his round of golf. That's all I'm saying. Once again, it is a Beer Friday.
Yep.